Maggid serves as the centerpiece of the entire Seder night. It serves as the very moment, the culmination of the entire mitzvah of the Haggadah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, of telling over the story of our redemption from Egypt. And it's very fascinating, this idea of Maggid. We speak about everything. The idea of speaking is an incredibly, incredibly central focus of the entire night. V'higata l'levincha, that we call it Pesach, the peh shesach, the mouth that speaks. The entire matzah is supposed to be open and revealed during the entire time of Maggid itself, because the idea is that it has to be the matzah she'oimrim aleihem dvarim, that we speak upon them, that we're magidim, that we speak it out. And it doesn't just mean that it's a didactic of we just talk and talk and talk. It's a haggadah of a sha'ela uchuva, of a question and an answer. It's all meant to be totally centered in this idea. And the question is, why? What is so powerful about speech? You know, we have in America, it's called the freedom of speech. It's actually the first right that is enshrined in the Constitution. Freedom of speech is such a fascinating thing. Why is there such a connection between freedom and speech? Why should there be such a thing? And the answer is that when a person has to verbalize, has to think about, has to speak about, it actualizes what's internal. A lot of times we live in a world of internal and we don't have the ability to fully actualize it. But when we are forced to speak it out, it makes it real. Of course, we have Hakaras HaTov and we appreciate everything that our parents do for us, our family does for us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. But we're expected to daven, to speak it out, because it actualizes it. It makes it real and concrete. That's why Lashon Hoideh is Lashon Moideh. Hoidah of gratitude is also a Lashon of Moideh, is also a Lashon of admittance, of agreeing, of speaking out. Why? Because again, in order to have gratitude, you have to actualize it. We learn about the similar idea as well. When someone does tshuva, there's also a chiv to also speak out the particular thing that you did. You have to have literally a vidui. You need to speak it out, because speaking out actualizes it. It's one thing to feel bad. It's another thing to actualize it. Speaking is a very powerful way of concretizing something. And when somebody concretizes it and makes it real, it becomes real within yourself. And when we speak about freedom, when we speak about making ourselves free and becoming a higher state of self, it concretizes that notion for us and it makes us stronger people. When we talk about this story, when we speak about it, when we appreciate what we're doing, it makes it real. It's so centrally focused within Yiddishkeit, the idea of speaking, of talking, of speaking it out. It's such a central idea. So anyway, we should have a lot of bracha, b'atzlacha, all the best.